Let's open our Bibles to the second book of Samuel, 2 Samuel chapter 5. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 17 to 25. And I just want to preach on the first part of that message tonight. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 17 onwards. Now when the Philistines heard they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines came up to seek David. And David heard of it and went down to the hold. The Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim, which means giants. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I go up to the Philistines? Will you deliver them unto mine hand?" And the Lord said unto David, "Go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thine hand." And David came to Baal-perazim, and David smote them there and said, "The Lord has broken forth upon mine enemies before me as the bridge of waters." Therefore he called the name of that place Baal-perazim. Open your mouth and say Baal-perazim. Baal-perazim. Amen. It means the Lord of the breakthrough. That word means the Lord of the breakthrough. Tonight I want to title the message, God is the master of our breakthrough. Amen. You believe that tonight? Anybody here looking for a deliverance, looking for a breakthrough in your life? God is the master of our breakthrough. Amen. David went forth and inquired of the Lord and said, "Lord, will you deliver the Philistines into mine hand?" Every time you face a challenge in your life, if you were to seek the face of the Lord and ask the Lord, "Lord, will you give me victory over this? I'm challenged. I'm hard pressed. This battle is there in my life. Will you give me victory over it?" The Lord's voice will be simple, will be clear. "Nevertheless, I will, no doubt, without any doubt, I will give you the victory over your enemies. I am the master of your breakthrough." Praise the Lord. Somebody say amen to that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. God, the master of our breakthrough. Sometimes you need an assurance of God's protection over your life. And tonight I pray that you would have, no matter what is the crisis that is facing your life, the first point that I want to impress upon your heart is that you would have an assurance that our God is a God who will protect you no matter who your enemies are. Amen. Amen. David was the anointed of the Lord. You heard about the anointing. David was the anointed of the Lord. God had a word over his life. But the Bible says, when the Philistines heard that David was anointed, they came up against him. Sometimes when you have a sense of the supernatural, you can also sense somewhere a battle coming against you. I did not know about you, but many a time on one side you have the favor of God and you know you are in the midst of God's blessing and favor. But on the other side there is something or the other that you are battling. Are you with me? On one side you know that God is for you. And on the other side you wonder, why is this stuff happening into my life? Why are so many enemies around me? Why am I challenged with a problem from here? Why is this thing just coming up against me? Don't be in a strange place. that happens to the children of God time and again. But let me tell you, no matter how many times that happens in your life, have an assurance within your heart. No matter what is the battle that you're facing, it might be in the area of health, it might be in finances, it might be relational, it might be in the area of something or the other, something demonic, something ancestral, whatever it is, God, our God is a must for a breakthrough, and He wants you to have the assurance that He will protect you, He will defend you, and He will give you complete victory over all your enemies. If you believe that tonight, put your hands up and give a shout of praise to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. David, when he hears that the Philistines have come up against him, the second thing that he does, he takes a defensive position. He is carrying the anointing, but the Bible says he went into the fort or into the hold. And that speaks about prayer. Sometimes you just need to focus on not the battle, but exactly on where or how God wants to lead you. That's the second point. David took his eyes off his enemies. He went into a stronghold. And he was alone with God. And he said, Lord, how do you want to lead me in this? Are you with me? Amen. There are times in your life when you go through this time of conflict amidst your favor, amidst your blessing, amidst your anointing and giftings and all the good things that God is doing in your life, that you need to go into the presence of Jesus and ask Him, Lord, how do you want to take me through this? What is the battle plan? How are you going to give me the victory? Tell me what you want me to do. He inquired of the Lord. Look at somebody and say, ask the Lord. Ask the Lord. Ask the Lord. Amen. Amen. And you know what the Lord says? The Lord says to David, David, you go through the camp of the Philistines. Philistine army is a huge army. David's army is a small army. Say, David has got a small army. Philistine army is too huge. But God says, walk through the problem. Are you with me? Amen. How many of you will do that? Don't keep hiding. But when you face a problem, remember you are a child of God. God has assured you of His protection. Don't be intimidated. Walk through the problem. Walk through that complex situation. Walk through that difficult situation. It might be relational. It might be in your home. It might be in your business. It might be in the line of work that you are doing. It might be in ministry. Wherever you are, whoever you are, no matter what you're facing, remember, face it on. Walk through it. Your God will walk through with you. He will be the God of the breakthrough. He will walk with you. He will defend you. He will protect you. And He will guide you through till you have seen His victory manifest forth upon your life. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody needs to shout for that. Amen. Always look for a way. What happens to most children of God is they get all depressed, upset, panicky, miserable, and they begin to wonder, they begin to ask questions, God, why is this happening to me? I just had a wonderful Friday night service. I just got a good promise from you. I just received your touch, Lord. I just felt enlightened by your word. Now, why is this battle around me? But you say, I'm going to walk through it. Look at somebody and say, walk through your problem. Walk through your problem. Amen. Have you seen, how many of you like comics? There are two sets of comics that I love. I've got the collection of it even still now at my home. One is Tintin. Anybody ever read cartoons, Tintin? Yeah, I love Tintin. But the other one is Asterix and Obelix. How many of you know Asterix? Amen. Wow. And in case you do not know, that is after the book of Jude in the Bible. That's just a joke. Asterisks and obliques. Well, you remember every time the Roman army would come against asterisks and obliques, the small guy, asterisks and obliques, the big man, and dogmatics, the little dog. You know, obliques would show like this, and he would go right through the army. You remember that? Well, that's exactly that's what the scripture says here. That's exactly what God will do for you. Every time you face a challenge in your life, get up in prayer, know you are the anointed, move your hands in praising the Lord and say, I'm going to run through this problem, and God will give you victory over every army that comes against you, and you will walk through into victorious ground. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's like a hot knife going through butter. Are you with me? David's army just went through. The Philistines didn't vanish. The Philistines were there. The problem was there. But the problem did not touch them. There are times in your life you realize the problem does not go, but you go through it. Praise the Lord. Some of you got it, some of you didn't. Some of you look at your life and say, I need a complete no problem life. There was a bike called No Problem Bike. It only had problems. There is never a situation in a child of God's life where you have no problem. There will be something. Are you with me? But the good thing is, God will take you through on victorious ground. Hallelujah. You will go through your problem. You will go through your problem. You will go through your problem. Amen. Now, David had a revelation when he went through that. He realized that God was the God of Baal Perazim. What does it mean? He had a revelation. That's the revelation I pray the Holy Spirit will give you. The God of the breakthrough. That word breakthrough means a significant and dramatic overcoming of an obstacle in your life, helping you to complete what you set out to do. The word of breakthrough means a significant and dramatic overcoming of obstacles in your life, helping you to complete what you set out to do. Did you get that? Did you get that? Anybody taking notes? A significant and dramatic overcoming of obstacles, helping you to complete what you set out to do. How many of you would love in the second part of this year, June is already here, in the second part of 2015, how many of you would say, Lord, I want a significant and dramatic overcoming of every obstacle that I've been facing in my life so I can complete that what you have called me to do. Praise the Lord. Amen. Get ready for something significant going to happen in your life. Get ready. There is something significant, something dramatic. Hallelujah. Some of you are going to have something dramatic, something significant going to happen in your life, removing the obstacles that have come in your life. Oh, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. You will walk through the problem. Are you with me? The walls around you won't be too high. You will walk through it. You will walk through the Red Sea. Praise the Lord. 2015, second part, and the rest of your life, let you have a revelation that our Lord, our God, the one whom we worship, is the God, the master of breakthrough. He is the Lord of Baal Perazim. He will make a dramatic and unexpected happening to come over your life, where you will overcome everything that is coming against your life, and you will go through it into victory land. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at this. The second meaning of that word breakthrough. I love this meaning. A sudden, unexpected, and important discovery or development. A sudden, unexpected, and important discovery or development. That's what breakthrough means. Did you get it?
A sudden.
It's a sudden. Unexpected. You didn't expect it. Important. Discovery or development. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you going to get ready for this? Are you going to get excited with this word? The Lord of the breakthrough. The master of breakthrough. The word master of breakthrough means he's the one who gives you the idea. He's the one who plans out. He's the one who is sovereign. Not only the planning, the process, the part where it has to be done, right from beginning to end, he's the one who handles it. It's not the enemy. It's not the Philistine. It's not a negative report. It is God Almighty, the one whom we worship. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Not Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, the same God, but a different revelation. The master of our breakthrough, the God of Belparazim. Praise the Lord. He will do something dramatic, something beautiful, unexpected, a discovery or development in your life. Wow. Praise the Lord. Amen. You find that word in the scientific world, breakthrough in medicine. Suddenly they found something unexpected. They discovered something. They developed something. A breakthrough in medicine. It means a creative function of God. A financial breakthrough. What does it mean? God gives you creative ideas, wisdom to sort out your financial problem. He gives you an unexpected boom. Wow, I should have just done this. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The other day, you know, I was sitting at home reading newspaper and I said, Lord, I wanted to buy something, you know. We wanted to buy something, myself and Tanya, she included. And the baby included. One of these is, how many of you are praying that we'll have a breakthrough, the baby will come out? We're losing our patience. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We just need the baby to come out. Well, I said, Lord, I need to buy this. We need to buy this. You know. And I said, as a preacher, how do I get it? How can I have it? And suddenly I was sitting there reading the newspaper and suddenly the Lord gave me the idea. And a complex situation, problem, which is not within my capability to acquire or have, not even to think or dream. But suddenly, hey, it's possible. It's possible for a preacher to get that. And I knew, that's a financial wisdom breakthrough. And I pray that God will impart something like that so that you won't go into a financial mess. That God will give you a financial breakthrough that you would come through. You would come through. Praise the Lord. Look at your finances and say, he's the master of the breakthrough. Something is going to break forth. Hallelujah. God is going to release something supernaturally. He's going to give me an unexpected, dramatic, supernatural breakthrough. He's going to impart to me a wisdom that I never thought would be possible to manifest through my life. He's going to bring me through. Sometimes what you need is not for the Philistines to vanish, but you to go through that problem. I remember years back, one of my preacher friends, you know, he tells me this, you know, a person came to him, a couple came to him, they didn't have a child, and so they were praying and asking God for a child. They had gone to the doctors, they had tried many things, but they couldn't see the blessing of a child. So it was hurting them. They were painful. He came. While he was praying, the Lord just gave him, you know, a word from heaven, a word of knowledge. God said, go get some cucumber juice. You know, put a few ingredients, bring it, pray over it in the name of Jesus and bring it. And the next year they had a baby. It didn't come from the cucumber. The baby looks... and. You know what I mean? It's just the fact that God gives you a word of knowledge. How many of you would like the Lord to show up in the area of your oppression, in the place where you feel intimidated, wherever your situation which seems bleak and hard pressed, how many of you would like the master of the breakthrough? Step in, get ready to receive. Lift your head and say, Lord, fill me with your wisdom, fill me with dramatic responses, give me with capabilities and anointings that I never thought possible. Let it be revealed through my life and bring me solution to everything that I face in my life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So David got the revelation, the fourth point, that God would fight for him. God will fight for him. How many of you would be comforted by this one word that God will fight for you? No matter what you're facing, wouldn't it be easy? A weight off your shoulder. If you just went forth with an assurance, no matter what the battle is, my God will fight for me. He's the master of the breakthrough. He will take care of my children's future. He will take care of my health. He will take care of my finances. He will take care of my life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just to have the assurance that God will fight for you. Amen. The Philistine army came. Read the scripture there. The Philistine army came. Their army came. Their navy came. Their air force came. The special forces came. The commandos were there. They had the latest technology. They came. The army was there. That is what David and his men could see. A huge army. But David, because he had a revelation, he saw something more. He saw the Philistines not only came with their machine guns and with their grenades and, you know, missiles and all that. They had actually come, when you study that scripture, with their gods. The Philistines had come with their gods. And that we know there is no other God apart from the one that we serve. There is only one Savior, that is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Agashatin Kiril Manisha Dedaki Rakshakai Dottu Namameolu Namal Savi Chara Chimilkanamada Kartavaya Yeshuinda Namam. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So David had this revelation. Listen, they have come with their so-called gods, but demonic beings. And so David knew, well, this battle that I'm facing, it's just not in the natural that I see, but there is something in the spiritual. There is a spiritual force behind it. Some of you need to have a revelation that the reason that God is fighting your battle is because the thing that you're facing is just not natural. Are you with me? There is a spiritual force behind it. It could be a generational curse. It could be a ancestral bondage, it could be witchcraft, it could be evil, it could be an idol power, it could be anything, praise the Lord. But whatever it is, when God, our God, the master of the breakthrough, steps into the battle, the enemies will have to flee. Let God arise, his enemies will flee. Let God arise, shout it out. Let God arise, his enemies will flee. Open your mouth and say it out. Let God arise, his enemies will flee. Oh, come on. Put your hands together, bless the name of Jesus. Pray in the gift of the Holy Spirit. Pray in the gift of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Some of the battles that you fight are not natural. Are you with me? Amen. The Bible says there, after God fought their battle and they won, the Israeli army went forth and picked up those idols. They didn't take it to their homes, but they burned it. It is sometimes because the battle is spiritual that you can't win it by just looking cute or just being intelligent or just planning well or whatever. Are you with me? That is important. All those things are nice and good. But sometimes you need to say, Lord, what is this battle? Please step into this battle. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What is this battle, Lord? Just step into it. And the Lord showed himself as the Lord of the breakthrough, as the master of the breakthrough. Just showed up. The Air Force came in. The angelic beast came in. And we still remember the first time we had to go with a team into North India, into one corner. I forget which place. But we had to go through Calcutta. And so the team, we were in Calcutta. And then we had to take the next day another train to further go on with our trip. So the team had, we were camping in Calcutta for a night. We are trying to pray. So I told each one of the team members, just make sure that you spend time with the Lord in prayer. So most of them are seasoned soldiers in the Lord. They know when we go for a battle, they know. They have the wits around them. They know. So they're all praying. But very surprisingly, including me, none of us, we say, it looks like we can't even say Jesus out of our mouth. It's like some kind of darkness had enveloped. We're trying to pray. Nothing is happening. Finally, we just got together and we just decided we're going to stick together. We're going to praise the Lord. And in that hotel room, we just got together, held hands and began to praise the name of Jesus. And then we began to go in the gift of tongues. We began to pray in the Spirit. And the moment we began to do that, after some time, not just travailing in the Spirit, you went into battle mode. You were like, they were into, you're not concerned about the makeup. You're not concerned about looking cute and nice and whether you will sweat. And you're like, was wrestling in prayer. And after some time, you remember you were there? You remember that in Calcutta? And after a few minutes, boom, I knew the Lord had showed up because I could see the Air Force coming. The angels of God began to boom, show up. And I knew, okay, that's the breakthrough. The angels of God have showed up. The presence of God has showed up. We went in for that ministry. The Lord is with us and God gave us the breakthrough. Are you with me? Even tonight, God will give you your breakthrough in your Philistines. He will manifest forth himself as the master, as the Lord of your breakthrough. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I want you to close your eyes tonight. Tonight, would you say, Jesus, from your hearts, would you say, Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my breakthrough. I want you to step into my situation. My situation, Lord. Would you close your eyes? Would you lift your hearts to Him? Would you pray from your hearts? Lord, I want you to show up in a dramatic way, in an unexpected way. I do not know where your battle is, what your Philistine is. It might be a financial issue. It might be a struggle with some kind of sin. It might be an attitude problem. It might be a health issue. But would you call Jesus tonight based on this word? Would you say, Jesus, confirm your word. Come into my life. Come into my situation. Come into my area. Would you be willing to go forward? through that army of Philistines? Would you see in your mind, in your imagination, the very things that you're facing? God showing up over your life and you're walking through it. Maybe it's a relational problem. Maybe your home is like hell. Would you see God show up in that situation? Would you see the fruit of the Spirit manifest upon your home? Would you see yourself staying in that home, walking through that house, seeing the blessing of God? Maybe it's about your children. Maybe you have been working and trying to bring about some financial blessing into your life, but it's like you have hit a wall. There needs to be some breakthrough in your finances. I'm not speaking about being covetous, but a breakthrough where you can enjoy the blessings of God. Tonight is the night for that. Tonight is the night for that. I sense it in the Spirit. I sense His presence here in this place tonight. He sent a clear word. Allow Jesus to be the Lord of your breakthrough, the Baal Perazim. Be willing to walk through that army. Go through that troop. Go through those negative reports that the doctors have given. Go through it. You will walk through it and come forth victorious. Lift your hands and your hearts to Jesus and say, Jesus. Open your mouth and say, Jesus, Son of the living God, Most Holy One, I believe you came in the flesh. You died for my sin. You defeated the devil. You took my curse, took my sin, took my bondage, took my pain on the cross. Lord Jesus, it is by your stripes that I am healed. Forgive me my sin. Cleanse me with your precious blood. You defeated the devil. You crushed his head. Let your victory be my portion. Breakthrough in every area of my life. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come into my home, Lord Jesus. Come into my generations, Lord Jesus. Come into my church, my ministry, my finances. Come into every area of my life, Jesus. Show yourself as the Lord of the breakthrough. I give you my life, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 I renounce the devil. I acknowledge the devil, you have no right over me. You have no hold over me. I am free by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now lift your hands and praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him.